was 21. It was a very good year.
We're taking a look back at some folks for whom 2007 was a very good year. Indeed. Wow, I synced up with Sinatra. Lil Wayne has been hailed as Rap Artist of the Year by folks at The New Yorker. He didn't even formally release a record, but he made a lot of guest appearances and mixtapes. And as we mentioned, the accolades, notably from none other than himself. Lil Wayne, a.k.a. Weezy F. Baby, has taken to calling himself the best rapper alive. And there are quite a few people who agree. Since the end of 06, Lil Wayne has recorded incessantly, putting out a tape, what seems to be hundreds of new songs, and has raised his profile without playing along with industry rules. Kella Fasani is a pop music critic for The New York Times. He's in studio with us. Kay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. For people who don't know much about Lil Wayne, do you mind just giving us a little bit of the basics, the background, where he's from, when he started, because he started really young.
Yeah, he's from New Orleans, and he emerged as a teenager. There's a little debate about his age, but he was maybe 12, 13 years old as part of what was this kind of weird gangster rap boy band called the Hot Boys, who were actually really good, and they all had young-sounding names. It was Lil Wayne, Young Turk, Baby Gangster, and Juvenile. And, you know, at first people didn't really take him seriously. On his first album, maybe his second too, one of his gimmicks was that he didn't swear because he was too young, although, of course, all the guests on his album swore.
But did somebody do it for you?
Yeah, basically. But he kept releasing albums from the late 90s to now. His crew kind of fell apart. People sort of forgot about him. But along the way, he got really, really good at rapping, maybe because that's all he's done since he was a little kid. In 2005, which is actually the last year he released an official solo album, he was calling himself the best rapper alive. And people, you know, people said, oh, that's cute. What are you talking about? But then they started listening to him, and it turns out he has started to seem more and more right. And one of the interesting things he did was he's proved it mainly on mixtapes by grabbing other people's beats and rhyming over them, by putting out his own mixtapes. And as you said, he hasn't released an official album since late 2005.
It also seems like he's taken on some subject matter. For example, he wrote a song about post-New Orleans Katrina.
Right.
He said he's from New Orleans. Let's take a listen to that. It's called Georgia Bush.
So what happened to the levees? Why wasn't they steady? Why wasn't they able to control this? I know some folk that live by the levee that keep on telling me they heard explosions. Same happened back in Hurricane Vince in 1965. I ain't too young to know this. That was President Johnson, but not it's
Georgia
Bush.
We from a town where everybody drowned.
So clearly he knows his music history. He's got little Ray Charles in there and his modern history.
Exactly, and that was something he tucked away at the back of a mixtape he put out in 2006, early 2006, called Dedication 2. He did it with DJ Drama, who made news this year when he was busted by the feds for selling mixtapes. And this was kind of one of the mixtapes that really galvanized opinion and really had people saying, oh, Lil Wayne just might be the best rapper alive. The funny thing about that category is that title is it always goes to someone who doesn't seem to deserve it. The nature of rap is by the time you reach that stature and you're widely acclaimed as the greatest, there's often someone else creeping up. And in the last few years, that person creeping up has been Lil Wayne.
Let me ask you just a really basic question for our listeners who are saying, like, wait, I don't understand mixtape, as in the mixtapes I used to make for my friends.
Well, yeah, once upon a time, mixtapes actually were tapes, and now they graduated to CDs.
Right.
And basically, they're unauthorized compilations of songs, often done without the recording industry's permission. So no lawyers are involved, no songs are cleared, no money is paid, but often with the artist's permission, which puts the recording industry in kind of a funny place. So you have Lil Wayne making these mixtapes and telling fans, hey, go get them however you can, and you have the recording industry trying to bust these mixtapes.
Gotcha. All right. So one of the mixtapes he had was called The Drought 3, and he's rapping over other people's beats.
Yeah, that came out the beginning of the year. It actually includes a spoken word. And in one of the interludes, Lil Wayne actually says, I hope you got this for free. If you didn't, you're stupid. This is something I just did for fun. And what he basically does is takes, you know, it's two CDs, and he takes basically two dozen songs that were really hot and just grabs the beats and raps over them. And, you know, these are tracks that couldn't be cleared because you'd have to pay money to whoever's beat you took. So this is something he kind of did just for fun and often sounded better over the beats than the original rappers did.
Well, he doesn't really hold his tongue, as we've heard.
No.
And he takes on Jay-Z. Let's take a listen to this song.
This is a public service announcement. Lil Wayne, Weezy F. Baby is the best rapper alive. Hit me.
Ha. Good morning, New York. Good afternoon, New Orleans.
Good night, America. Yeah. Know it's what I got, little mama. Know it's what I got, bird lady. Know it's what I got, shawty. Know it's what I got, baby. Come on, I'm paid. I'm paid. I'm paid. I'm paid. Hey, give a woman none.
All right, so Lil Wayne has gone on to tell Jay-Z that he's old.
he implied it. He didn't quite say it, but he mentioned that there were some old rappers out there.
He brought up his age.
Yeah, he did bring up the age, but they've avoided actually having a feud. And you know, I think it's probably wise for both of them at this point. There's nothing really to be gained by Lil Wayne from going at Jay-Z, and there's certainly nothing to be gained from Jay-Z by going at Lil Wayne.
Well, Jay-Z just had him as a guest on the American Gangster soundtrack.
Exactly. So Jay-Z is kind of acknowledged. And the thing is, a decade ago, Jay-Z was that dude, and people were saying, "Well, Jay-Z's just this young guy coming up. He's not respectful of his elders." And he was saying, "Look, I'm really good at rapping."
What's behind? Clearly, he's learned to swear from all the beefs.
You have to.
What's behind his bravado, do you think?
Well, I think a lot of it is really justified. He realized that he was reaching a point where he was doing things other people weren't doing. He has that voice. He kind of sounds like a frog, which definitely helps, and he can kind of sing and rap. He's got this bluesy thing that a lot of New Orleans people have when they rap. And so I think for him, he realized that he was putting words together in a way that other people weren't. He was making complicated puns that other people weren't, unexpected rhymes. He was drawing observations from a wide variety of sources. And this is something that happens in hip-hop. One of the things that makes hip-hop so entertaining is that every few years, if you're lucky, someone just gets in a zone where they sound great, and they sound as if they're kind of almost doing it unconsciously. And in fact, in the last few years, his music has kind of gotten weirder and weirder, a little hazier, a little druggier. And, you know, that only adds to the allure of this person that's hardly even in control of his mouth.
We're talking to Kelafasani from the New York Times music critic about Lil Wayne, who's had a very good 2007. I want to play one of these other songs that this one you picked out for us, Prostitute Flange?
Yes, Prostitute Flange, named partly after the vocal effect that you'll hear on his voice. And this was something else that people weren't expecting from Lil Wayne. You know, he's got your, as rappers often do, he's got lyrics about rather gruff meetings with women. But this song, he gets a little emo, which people weren't really expecting from him.
Let's take a listen.
I wouldn't care if you was a prostitute, that you hit every man that you ever know. See, it wouldn't be different, but that was leaving for me and you. Like, see, you don't ever have to worry about me. Long as you keep it real, whatever's on your mind, speak on how you act. Stay true for me and never lie to me. And no, never keep no secrets, no matter what.
So the way a lot of people find out about these songs are they find themselves on the internet. They find their way to the internet. Nobody finds its way. I mean, that's an act of
sure.
putting something on the
sure.
internet. Is it him? Is it other people? Is it the record company on the sly?
Well, he's suffered, you might say in a way he's suffered a little bit from this, because he got this reputation for making mixtapes, especially Dedication, Dedication 2, and To Drought 3, which were all official mixtapes. And so after that, people thought of Lil Wayne as the guy who makes mixtapes. And what he says has happened this year is that people have stolen master tapes from the studio, as happens quite often in the rap world, and somehow gotten a hold of these songs and just put them out there on the internet as unauthorized mixtapes. So, oddly enough, this year he's released a bunch of mixtapes, but only one of them is an actual release.
Hmm.
The Drought 3 is an authorized mixtape, and everything else that's come out this year under various titles are all basically bootlegs. But, of course, it doesn't really matter to fans, because we just want the songs however we can get them.
But it's got to matter to the record company. It's got to matter to Universal, his real label.
Oh yeah, it matters a lot to the record company, and you know it's something that they're trying to figure out. And one of their big problems is that record companies haven't figured out a way to make money from mixtapes. So they just say, well, try to ignore the mixtape and wait for the official album, which of course doesn't work if you're an actual hip hop fan. So they still haven't really come up with a strategy.
Are there plans for an official album in 2008?
Well, he at first was promising that there was going to be a real official album this month in December 2007, and then he said there was going to be kind of a compilation of his greatest mixtape hits in 07, and now he's talking about 08. You know, one of the problems is that if you believe him that some of these songs were stolen from the studio and put out without his consent, that kind of set him back because then he had to go into the studio and right. record a whole bunch of new stuff.
I thought it was interesting. One article I read about him, it said that he did his first New York solo show just about 5 months ago.
Right.
So can he pull this off on stage?
Yeah, I mean, he's played New York a bunch.
But just not by himself.
Just not as a solo show. And that's partly just because Southern rappers don't tend to play a lot of solo shows in New York City. And in fact, the live show isn't considered as make or break. Mm. He does it, I mean, you have to be able to do it to some extent, but rappers don't usually expect to make a lot of money touring the way rock bands do.
All right, well, let's listen to a little bit of Lil Wayne live. This is Gossip live from the BET Awards.
Drag my name through the mud, I come out clean. Cast away stones, I won't even blink. A gun is not a math problem, I won't even think. Just leave you dead like the mink under my sink. Don't believe in me, don't believe me. I graduated from hungry and made it to greedy. My flow is like pasta, take it and eat it. But I'ma need cheese if I'm baking a ziti.
Maybe one of my favorite rhymes. So, I was reading an interview with him, which is great, and he said the funniest thing. He said, I'm single, ready to mingle, and I got Pringles. But, you know, there's rumors that he's engaged now. He's already got an 8-year-old kid. Is he
right.
somebody who's living the life? And will it catch up with him?
It's hard to say how he's living and how it will catch up with him. The conditions that are conducive to the production of great hip-hop music have yet to be conclusively studied in the lab.
That's a diplomatic way of putting that.
Yes.
So it's hard to say whether the tear that he's on, whether that will catch up to him or not. It does seem to me that you have to produce music at this rate and with this kind of ferocity and all over the place the way he does, you probably have to be a little bit manic. And probably if you're settled in somewhere with a nice family and you're not out all the time and you're living a very calm life, you might not make music that's so exciting. And in that sense, hip-hop isn't so different from other forms of music. It's kind of like rock and roll when, often when those guys get really comfortable, things get a little less interesting.
Like Wings.
2008 for Lil Wayne. What do you think?
Well, hopefully he finally gets it together to put out his long-awaited album, The Carter Three. Obviously, in this sense, hip-hop is a little bit like politics, which is to say, once you're the front runner, everyone else starts taking shots at you. So one of the things you can guarantee is that every rapper who wants to make a name for himself in 2008 is going to be coming at Lil Wayne, because if you can get just a little chink in his armor, you can kind of make your name off of that. So he's going to find himself having to decide whether to respond or not to respond to all the insults that will probably be coming his way.
Kalafasani, pop music critic for the New York Times. Good to see you.
Good to see
Happy
you.
Happy New Year. We hope you see you in
08. You too. I hope so too.
Yeah, it happened. You've devoted an entire hour to NPR News and the Bryant Park Project. John Fugelsang, thanks for sitting in this week.
What a pleasure. I've had a great time. It's
really?
A great show, a great staff.
And we didn't scare you?
Not at all. I mean, with coming in yesterday and the Bhutto News, it's been really a pleasure to see what a tight ship you guys run and how you make it work.
All right.
And
well,
I got to hear Lil Wayne.
You got to know all you need to know about Lil Wayne.
Holla.
All right. We are the Bryant Park Project, available on FM, AM, online, satellite, digital. Do visit our blog at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm John Fugelsang.
Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday.
You know what I mean, yeah. If she don't know.